Okay, Steve Dixon, British GP. Just Steve, tell me, it's been a huge success. Good crowd, good weather, great racing. How do you feel about the weekend?
No, I'm really happy. I mean, everyone didn't think it would happen, and to sort of be asked to do it and to follow it through and, you know, to become a success the first time it was used. You know, this idea of 10 riders, 10 classes was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, sure, it was really hard work. It was just really, you know, myself, my son and his girlfriend that, you know, organised everything right up until the last sort of few weeks when, you know, all the other facilities started to come in. And yeah, it's been very challenging, you know, just because there's so many people to cater for, you know, in water, electricity and everything like that. But, you know, everyone has been really positive, thanking me. And, you know, in fact, everyone liked the idea of all the bikes together. The trade enjoyed it. You know, there's already had some manufacturers say maybe they'll show their bikes here next year. And also the crowd really liked the 65 and 85s. So it brought a new dimension, and yeah, I think if we can encourage, you know, that those young classes, then we start to bring a whole new type of people to the event, and then they start already to be looking more professional from day one, and they have higher expectations in just the way they present themselves and the way you know, they go about their racing and their professionalism, and that can only be good for their sort of you know, upbringing, you know, it's, you know, rather than sort of drugs and everything like that. And you know, when they're walking around and getting their photos taken with Caroli and Tommy Searle on the podium, it just makes their day, and that's what it's about. It's about getting these young riders to come up through. And yeah, I mean, I worked hard, and Newstream worked hard, and Winchester are sort of really happy. Yeah, I think already, you know, people are starting to book up hotels, asking dates for next year. So I think it's the main thing is for me is to build slowly, and, you know, it's always been my plan to sort of get, you know, a home where we can build and build and build on the infrastructure, and give all the fans, you know, and the race teams and everyone that comes, you know, a good experience. You know,
it's really funny because with the theme of the Olympics being the future and the youth and all that, and obviously you'd planned this before the Olympics theme was decided. The feeling I have is, wow, this could really turn into a sort of a Loretta Lynn sort of thing in America, or our Olympics even.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it can be an annual thing, and you know, we have the space here. Obviously, it's hard for me just on my own, just on ticket sales, doing it financially. But I think with you know, now it's happened, I think we can get sort of more sponsorship from, like I say, from people within the sport and sponsorships, and you know, we can grow into a sort of a magnitude event like we have in England. You know, we have Glastonbury, we have, you know, Wimbledon, we have Ryder Cup, we have some unique you know, contests in England. And you know, obviously the Olympics only comes around every sort of 50 or 100 years, so I mean, it was just yeah, it was just a coincidence that it happened both at the same time. But, you know, the Olympics is gone, and we're going to carry on and soldier on and make this event better. And I think definitely the 65s and 85s, I can see from England wanting to do the European Championship because they want to be part of this event. There were so many people wanting to enter, and they couldn't because they didn't take part in the championship. So then that will get the young riders used to going abroad and used to going to the bigger races, and that's good for each country. It's going to be good for the English riders, and hopefully we can continue to grow that way. I think it's a great idea.
That win by Tommy, I mean, I'm not British, but it was really electrifying, and the crowd, the perfect result for this event. How did you feel about those races?
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. It was a shame that the Herlings fell off in each race on the last lap. I mean, but that just shows that he was pushing and Tommy was pushing as well, but, you know, didn't make the mistake. You know, it'd been nice to, you know, it was fantastic for Tommy to win. It would have been the cream on the cake if Herlings had been like one wheel behind and Tommy won, because it would have just been awesome. And, you know, the parade was just fantastic. You know, it sort of put goosebumps on my arms, and you know, those are the sort of feelings that you get on everything that's new. You know, it happened when I first won a GP with Paul Malian in Britain, and, you know, each thing's, and today was when that parade went off, was one of those sort of landmarks where it was like, Jesus, you know, we've achieved something. And you know, my mum came up and saw it, and yeah, I got very emotional when I gave out a speech, thanked everyone, and I thanked my dad because he helped it, and he believed I would make a success here. And you know, after that, I sort of burst out crying because, you know, he died 3 years ago, and he's only buried a mile away from Matley, and you know, he means a lot to me. But you know, that was the only sort of, apart from that, I've been pretty stress-free. I've had a fantastic crew around, and you know, Ustream and all our guys and the marshals and all the workers beforehand have been unbelievable, and you know, it's shown in the sort of slick organisation for this, you know, size of event.
It's also obviously, you know, the 30 miles from here was the first ever motocross race, so it's really a little bit the birthplace.
Yeah, Camberley was where motocross started, just up in near Guildford. So yeah, I mean, my granddad was in Winchester Club, and I was in Winchester Club, and you know, to bring this race and build the track, you know, with Johnny Hamilton, you know, in my hometown, is like just like a fairy tale. You know, if I wrote a book of, you know, what I've achieved here, it'll be like, you know, one of those fairy stories, not financially, but just a fairy story. So no, everyone's gone away smiling. I know the weather makes a huge difference, but I think even in the rain, you know, I think we would have ran pretty good because, you know, here the drain, you know, the ground drains really well. And that was another thing, the guys out in the water and in the track repairs and everything, they did a fantastic job. It was, you know, for once we could see all the sponsors. You know, it was good on TV, all the sponsors were clean, the bikes were clean, so yeah, that's how it is in America. And for the first time this year, we didn't really have any rain, so it was fantastic.